Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And my special guest tonight is Steve Barish. Yay! Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
I am doing just fine.
And that's great.
Yeah, how are you doing tonight?
Very well, very well.
Well, I hope that the listeners are really tuned in now, because I didn't get a chance to put your name on the internet thing. But, you know, I think everybody that tunes in loves it when you're on, Steve.
Oh, thank you.
And I know that they listen to your show, and you know, they listen to Fred Bell's show, too, most of them. So we kind of have this cross-pollination going on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, tonight they're in for a special treat. And that's because you and I had talked about speaking about the new energy that you're seeing.
Yes.
And let me just give the listeners a little bit of background on that. Steve and I were talking the other day about things that we've been seeing, flashes of light. And, for instance, I've been seeing a flash of bright white light that has been kind of over on the right side. So it's on the right, but, like, my eyes are closed when I see this. It's kind of behind me and on the right. And then, Steve, you had said that you see the white light in the front. And then you were telling me there's something else you've been seeing. So go ahead
on Fred's show and my show last week, I had a gentleman in my room that's fairly into energy. And what happened is that the east wall of the room, the bottom part of the wall disappeared.
Uh-huh.
And I saw this magnificent yellow-white light. The yellow was on the outside, and the white was on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was looking at was this light, this intense light, that was coming in through the cosmic area. It was coming right in through the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so bright, it was just about 8 feet long. And disappeared into the cosmic area. In other words, it was pure white light.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman was laying on the table, and I was massaging him and working on him with energy.
Mm-hmm.
And he became elated within like 30 seconds after this light had shown up.
Wow.
And we were both just illuminated with light. I mean, the whole room was just piercing light.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, the light went into his chest area. So his chest area was filled with this yellow-white light, and I suspect it was filled with mine, but I saw it in his.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about it on the Fred show,
mm-hmm.
and then I talked about it on my show, and I had some people call in.
Mm-hmm.
So I had one guy that was sitting in a chair, and he actually started to levitate out of the chair.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, he said, Steve, I'm levitating out of the chair. I said, it's really amazing. That's fantastic. So, you know, you never know what happens. You know, it's just, this light was very strong and just did some wondrous things. I'm still seeing the light itself.
Is it yellow light or is it golden white?
No, it's a yellow light. It's an actually bright yellow light. I'll tell you what it looked like. It looked like a cylinder. It looked like a cylindrical shape.
Uh-huh.
It looked like going into one of those, when you get the big X-ray, you know, in one of those big tunnels, whatever they call them.
Oh, and you mean the MRI?
The MRI, right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looked like. But it was much bigger than that.
Hmm.
And so, you know, when we see something like that, that value, we just have to go with it. I mean, there's no no explanation. There's no nothing. It's just,
you just kind of sit there and go, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I worked through about 45 minutes of a massage. But the amazing part was when I got finished with the show, about halfway through the show, it became muddled. Right after our friend called from England. Everything got muddled, and so I had to speak for the rest of the show. But the amazing part was is that I was up until 6 o'clock the next morning. In other words,
energy.
I had the show. I was off at 7. I couldn't go to sleep till 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, now, that would make sense to me because the bright yellow that you're describing, when you see it in someone's aura, it usually means physical energy.
Yeah.
And I think I told you about my experience with peritonitis years ago, didn't I, when the angels came and got me, and they brought me through the cosmos to the grid. And
right.
The grid was like this mesh of brilliant, intense yellow.
Right.
And it hummed, and they ripped me through it. It was kind of sticky, and I popped through. And then they turned around and ripped me through it again, and I popped through again. And then they brought me back to the hospital and slam-dunked me into my body, and I was healed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that that's very interesting because most people talk about the healing colors being green. But but what I've come to know when I did the study in the holographic room on the projectors is that the healing color depends upon what it is that you're healing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, pure physical energy turns out to be brilliant yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the white is, you know, the total light and the connection with the source of all that is.
Right.
And then, like, red is also physical healing, but it has more to do with base security issues and, you know, physical strength and things like that. So it's a little bit different. But that is just fascinating. And listeners, also, because Steve is on, you know, we're doing the healing, so you may call in and we'd be happy to see if we can zap you with some of that energy.
Sure.
That's fun. We love doing that stuff.
Yeah, we love doing that stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, we get so many perks from it. It's just really funny. I love doing the healing work on people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you discover things about yourself when you go to help someone else.
Yeah.
And so I think that what happened is that God is pretty intelligent, you know? I think God had that all figured out.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that we get to do that kind of stuff. And this whole light thing is intriguing to me because I've been seeing these flashes, you know, just as I go to sleep. And sometimes I hear a huge crack, which, you know, according to Carlos Castaneda and Don Juan and the, you know, the Nagwals and such, that crack is when you're traveling between the worlds.
Oh.
They call it the crack between the worlds.
Okay.
And, no, I've never seen it like they talk about it, where it's like, you know, there's like this world-looking thing, like normal scenery, like between two ledges.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen anything like that. I tend to not notice the journey.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to just be like poof into the other dimension.
Right.
So I miss all that part. I've never seen myself coming through a tunnel and, you know, none of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of funny stuff. But I think this new energy that's happening is way interesting. And I told you about my little manifestation experience, right?
Please tell me.
Well, you know, my projector, my original projector, the silver one with the pink sapphires, has been missing for quite some time. And it disappeared when I went to Laguna Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, you know, it's probably still packed and all that stuff back there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the meantime, you know, I've gone to New York and back and taken 3 months on the road, and I had this bag that had two pairs of shoes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day I was so frustrated because somebody wanted to buy that, and I had that for sale, and I just was so frustrated and angry. And I had this bag in my hands because I was putting things away, you know, and organizing.
Yeah.
And now I've been in and out of that bag for months. It had two pairs of shoes, a pair of flip-flops and a pair of tennis shoes. And so I've taken those things out and used them, and, you know, it's a white plastic shopping bag, so there's no way anything can hide in there. And so I've been back and forth and all over the place with this stuff, shoes in and out and, you know, everything. So there I was with this bag in my hands, and I was thinking about the lady who had the keys manifest. And there we have
Hello?
A caller. We have a caller. Let me just finish this caller. Hello there. Hang on just a second, if you would, please.
Yeah.
And so I yelled out, "I need my projector now!" And I opened the bag after a few minutes thinking, boy, you know, I just felt good to get that out. Opened the bag, and there's the little box with the projector sitting in it on top of the flip-flops.
That's wild.
Yeah. Now, isn't that just totally weird?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, spooky.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, who do we have on the line? I know we have a caller. Caller?
Yes, yes. Hello.
Hello, who is this?
Well, I have spoke with you before. This is Nick in Costa Rica.
Oh, Nick, hey, welcome.
Yes, well, I wanted you to talk to my son a little bit. You know, he's just 11, will be. And I reached down this morning to kiss him, and my back went out.
Oh, no.
I know I have a problem there. No confirmation, but I'm sure it's a pinched nerve. And I live with it. But he has a lot of sinus problems. And I noticed you have Steve with you.
Yes.
Yes. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, Nick?
Pretty good. I must admit I did have a bit of rum to make my back feel better, which I know that's a short-term thing, but did make it feel better.
Well, you know, Nick, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, it's very painful.
I know.
Sometimes, you know, when it hits me, I'm stuck with it for 3 days.
Yeah.
And, but Cody has a lot of problems with his sinuses every morning, and I hate to keep giving him medicines, you know.
Yeah.
And
what's the matter with his spine, Nick?
What's that?
What's the matter with his spine?
My spine?
No, no, Cody's spine.
I don't think anything with his.
Oh, so he's feeling yours.
Maybe.
I'm feeling something right now.
Pinched nerve, I think.
Yeah.
His, I don't know. You know, he went through all the shots when he was younger, and they gave him steroids, which made him add weight and all that. And
yeah.
I think that's terrible. You know, I think that has a lot to do with it.
I'm feeling something. I don't know if it's your neck or Cody's neck, but I suddenly got a pain in the base of my right neck, the right side of my neck, kind of in the back.
Cody, you got a pain in the right side of your neck, bottom side? Listen, would you like to talk to him? Is it okay?
Sure.
11.
Yeah.
Cody, come here. Talk to Dr. Olmstead.
Hi.
Hi, Cody.
Hi. I was asking, like, if you can cure me in the, because when I wake up, I start to feel unplugged up in my nose, and I feel I can't breathe until, like, later, like 1 hour later. And then each night I take medicines, and it's like, I don't like.
Yeah.
Well, there's something coming out of your nose now, Cody. I'm just watching your sinuses opening up. I think you have allergies, honey.
Maybe.
Do you have...
I don't know, because it's like every morning I get stuffed up or I start to sneeze, but then it goes away later.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming out of you now. It just left you about 3 or 4 seconds ago. Valerie, are you picking up that he's got some allergies?
Yeah, I'm picking that up, and I'm also getting something with his teeth. Cody, have your teeth been hurting?
A little.
Yeah, mostly on the left side?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you need to get your teeth checked because, you know, sometimes a toothache, you know, you get even a little tiny cavity, sometimes the toothache will migrate up into your sinuses, and that's really bad, and it can cause some big problems in your sinuses. So it's a good thing to always make sure that, you know, you keep up with your dental work, and I know kids hate that.
I need to go, I don't know when, like maybe 1 week I need to go so they can clean my teeth.
Yeah, tell them to check that side and tell them that your sinuses have been bothering you when you go, okay? Because I'm feeling like, as soon as you start talking about it, I felt this shooting pain going from my teeth into my sinuses. And there's something with, I'm still picking up something on your neck. You know, maybe your neck's kind of a little bit out of place. You've been sleeping a little weird lately or something.
No, I don't know, but that's true. It hurt like 2 days ago.
Uh huh.
And then I was like trying to stay normal without moving it so much.
Uh-huh.
It was not a big pain. It was a little pain.
Yeah, I can feel it. It's just something's just slightly out there, and it's got your muscle bunched up.
Mm-hmm.
So what can help with that is put an ice pack on there for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
Because, you know, kids usually bounce back pretty easy, but those little pains, like those things that I'm picking up on you, if you don't get those fixed, then they become worse. You know, and what happens is you get stuffed up in the head if your neck is out of alignment. You know, if you need a chiropractic adjustment, you know, your bones are slightly out in your neck, then pretty soon your sinuses won't drain. And, you know, you get teeth problems, you get eye problems, you get ear problems. And then if you don't take care of it, eventually your lower back will start having problems too.
Okay,
so try that. And Steve, how about we give him some of that beautiful yellow energy right now?
Yeah, that's surrounding him now.
Yeah, Cody, can you imagine that you are surrounded with this brilliant, brilliant yellow?
Yes.
Okay, great. Imagine that. See yourself like in a big bubble of just shocking yellow, and it's just this beautiful energy.
Just beautiful light.
Yeah.
Do you feel calmer? Are you starting to feel calmer now?
Yeah.
Good, honey.
Yeah.
Sure. Good.
Yeah, see that yellow just kind of soaking into your body. Okay,
yeah,
just, yeah, as you breathe, mm-hmm. just breathe in mm-hmm. that brilliant yellow.
Yep, that's all you got to do, buddy.
Yeah. That's it. Just pull it in. That's the healing energy.
Hey, I had a question because with my dad, I had took some pictures, and I have seen some orbs.
That's
and
cool.
I don't know how they come out. Like in one picture, I took a picture to a mirror, and there's a white thing in the center. But then I took another one, but there's nothing in it. It was not the reflection.
Well, sometimes they move, Cody.
I know.
Yeah, sometimes you'll see them streaking through the room. I used to see them all the time when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bright, bright white. And they,
yeah, it's true
yeah.
with the aura, maybe.
It's a what?
I guess what we need to say is that take it in without really thinking about it. Do you follow what I'm saying? In other words, look at it, see it, and then just let it go. Because more will come.
Yeah, it's consciousness. You know, they call those unified field plasmoids.
Right.
In other words, nobody really knows what they are, but we think that they have something to do with higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They can also have something to do with lower consciousness, you know, but we don't want to invite those in.
Okay.
What they do is that once in a while you'll see a ray of white light come out of them, but it comes out so fast and disappears. Most people can't see that.
Yeah.
So it happens so fast. I mean, it's like with a millisecond, and it goes away. But that's very interesting. Good for you, Cody.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah. Just practice seeing that brilliant, beautiful, bright yellow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy.
Good talking with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye bye.
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 I'm passing my father.
Okay.
Here.
Okay, I won't hold you up.
That's okay. We love doing healing.
Yes. Gosh, it'd be great if you people would come to Costa Rica sometime.
Boy, I'd love to.
You know,
Costa Rica's got to be pretty down there.
It's beautiful here. The weather's wonderful. And I go to Unity, which is, you know, kind of like metaphysical, non-denominational. There's only one here in the country. And I think all of Central America.
Wow.
I know the Dalai Lama stopped by when he was here.
Wow.
And a lot of people. So if you ever come here, get on the web, just go Unity Costa Rica. Juan Enrique Toro is started with Padre. He doesn't even like to be called that. You know. but it's wonderful. I meet people there. I've met a lot of people that do Reiki, Tai Chi, TM, one that trained under Maharishi. So far, I'm still in pain.
Well, you know, I think what needs to happen is maybe you need some hands-on stuff.
It's exactly what he needs. His sacrum on the right-hand side, actually on the left-hand side, is a little higher than the right-hand side. He must have pulled something when he bent down, because I'm looking at it now.
You know, Steve, I know what part of the problem is. I'm 100% disabled vet, and they've had me on Ativan for a long time. And now my doctor, I asked him to try to get me off from it, and he is, but it'll take another 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is prohibiting the healing or whatever coming through.
Well, that can definitely, because it's very hard for you to work on your own stuff when you're on those kinds of drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I try to meditate, and I do quite well. The TM instructor here that I met, he said I'm one of the few they met that can still meditate when they're taking that. And I can't stop all of a sudden. I've tried to, and it just won't work.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe within 2 or 3 months I will be able to.
Yeah, I think that'll help a lot, because when you get used to having that in your system, then the body starts to go through really awful withdrawals.
Yeah.
Not heroin-type withdrawals or anything like that, but it's difficult because you're talking about psychological withdrawal.
Do you have a chiropractor down there?
My friend told me about a real good lady that does it. Yeah.
I would highly suggest going to the chiropractor, because your sacrum, one side of your sacrum is much higher than the other. I think you threw your sacrum out.
Yeah, and that's pretty easy to fix, but you need somebody that can jump on it. You know, you don't want one of these little namby-pamby guys that runs around with an activator and thinks that's enough. What you need is you need somebody to really crunch through your bones, you know?
Yeah, nothing ever showed up in x-rays, but I know it's a pinched nerve. I do a lot of heavy work at post office before we retired from there. I know something happened.
Well, see, the problem, too, is if you go to a conventional doctor, they're going to take x-rays, and unless they see something really drastically broken, they're not going to notice any problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I've looked at x-rays where I had one lady that brought her MRI in, and she had 7 ruptured discs, and they told her she was normal and she shouldn't have any pain. I said, oh, my God, you've got 7 ruptured discs.
But once it's that way, I don't think there's a lot you can do, you know. I could tell for a few days it was going to come, it was going to hit me, I could tell.
Well, so now if you could tell, then it would have been really important at that point to do some cleansing things and to be gentle with yourself and to keep yourself balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you're taking minerals, because 9 times out of 10 when you go out of alignment like that, it's because the mineral store in your body has dropped.
Well, that may be. I take what I can. You know, it's very expensive down here to buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever food you can find. But thank you very much, and I don't
want to
take up all the time.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Please come here sometime and visit. It's wonderful.
Okay.
Do,
that's cool.
Let me know, and I listen to you all the time. Let me know, and we'll make sure you have a good audience if you come here.
Well, that'd be great. You know, sounds like we need to do a road trip, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, they always get all kinds of people. They have one every week that has all different speakers from this and that and whatever. So.
Yeah, I've done speaking at Unity churches in several places, and we've done the Quantum Vortex in several places. I don't know how easy it would be to haul all that stuff down there. We might have to do it in other ways. But
yeah. I want very much to come to Sedona.
It's beautiful.
Some places I want to come to.
Yeah, it's really beautiful right now. It hasn't snowed, but it's supposed to, and it's cold enough to do that. But, it's absolutely gorgeous out there now until they start chemtrailing us again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was telling people about that 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And even pilots when I was in West Palm Beach at the airport, and they said, oh, it's just contrails.
Yeah, I know. I've been telling people about it for a long time, too, and they all thought I was crazy. And, you know, now... You know, that's like a theme in my life. I tell people things, you know, 10 to 30 years before they happen. Everybody thinks I'm nuts, and then they go, "Oh yeah, you did tell us about that."
Not to hang on too long, but years ago, when Cody was about 2 years old, we went up in New Hampshire, Mount Washington, and
mm-hmm.
we drove up at the very end of the season. There was a little bit of snow up on top, and in the beginning of the day, it was totally clear. And then I saw the chemtrails start to appear, and by afternoon, it was totally cloud cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that's what it was, and that was a long time ago.
Oh yeah, and we've got a lot of people that have been getting sick lately with different forms of pneumonia, and a couple people here in Sedona were just really really ill. I mean, and when I say a couple people, there's probably more, but a couple of people that I know personally.
Yeah,
and
I don't believe we have that here in Costa Rica.
Mm.
A little while ago, you may have seen on the news a UFO in Aceri, which is just kind of around the corner from us, you know, on the mountain.
Hmm.
And we have a lot of UFO sightings here near Arenal Volcano. And
mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot in the U.S. too. They just don't let anybody tell you about them.
Right.
I mean, we see them all the time in Sedona. It's, you know, no big news. You know, and there are people here that go out and talk to the beings. You know.
Well, I hope I can come there sometime.
And yeah, I hope so, Nick.
Rochester is an easy place, Steve. My brother lives in Saratoga, so I can go there.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Well, in the meantime, we want you to see yourself surrounded in a big egg of this brilliant yellow light.
Well, I experienced the bright white light many years ago, and
mm-hmm.
I do know exactly what that was. And,
good.
But now it seems like I'm older, and it just doesn't come around. Maybe when you get old, don't.
Well, no, it's there. It's just that you don't normally see it. You know, because you get polluted with what you're eating and with the drugs that you're taking and things, and just with life in general, because the whole point of it is to beat you down, you know.
Right.
And that's why it's so important for all of us to gather together and to refuse to be beaten down and to refuse to look at anything but that connection with the highest consciousness.
Okay, well, thanks so much.
Okay.
You're quite welcome.
You're welcome. Good luck.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Interesting guy.
Yeah, it's always fun to do that healing stuff. And kids are so easy. Kids are like, I see that.
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
They're so cool, you know. You can talk to most kids nowadays and go, hey, what color is around that person? And they'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're seeing more and more things showing up in photographs, too. And and more manifestations. And you know, I mean, nobody was more shocked than me when this thing popped up in my bag,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
I know it wasn't there, you know.
I think the amazing part is that
there's another one.
Mm-hmm.
So who do we have on the line?
Hi, I'm Veronica.
Veronica, and where are you from?
I'm from Pasadena, California.
Ah, Pasadena. Okay, what can we do for you?
Well, Doctor, basically, I'm okay, I think, health-wise.
Uh-huh.
My issue, basically, is relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It started with my father, and I just had a lot of...
Veronica, can you speak up a little, honey? I can't just about hear.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, my problem is with relationships. It started with my dad having bad relationships with men. So I just want healing of the heart and get over this.
Okay.
Because I always get flashes of when I was young, and he was always, you know, acting up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can you feel the energy going into your heart already, honey?
Yes.
Good.
It's really, really important just to release.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say out loud, I now release all blame and all betrayal, all disappointments, you know, whatever you want to say, anger, and say that over and over again until you really feel that there's a lightness in your heart, and just allow the energy, the darkness to flow out of you, and just breathe in this brilliant hot pink light, and then the golden light, and just fill yourself with that. Because really, you know, we've all been everything and done everything. We've been the nastiest people on the planet, and we have been the best of people on the planet and everything in between. And we all take turns
right.
playing all these different things.
Right.
And part of our task in life, as the Dalai Lama says, is to detach. And, you know, detaching from pain that's caused by other people is one of the hardest things to do. So I would say that that's some pretty good homework. And the other thing you can do is get yourself a copy of A Course in Miracles.
It's okay, by the, what is that called?
It's called A Course in Miracles.
Okay.
And it's by the Inner Peace Foundation. That is probably the best book I've ever seen to help people to learn to forgive
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and to be accepting of themselves. Because, of course, the other side of the coin is, you know, if you don't forgive the one who has created misery in your life, then you cannot forgive yourself either.
Right.
You know, everybody gets healed together. No one is ever healed alone. And so it's very, very important. Now, it doesn't mean you have to hang out with that person or take any more abuse. It just means, you know, just pull yourself out of the situation a bit, become the observer, and just say, yeah, I saw that that happened, and now I know why that happened, and, you know, gosh, he really couldn't help it because that's just the way he was, and he didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, he did the best that he could with what he had. And so the other thing you need to understand is it's not your fault, you know.
Right.
It's just part of the lesson, and so just release it and let it go. And just, you know, practice filling yourself with love. You can't do anything to change him. And you can't change what's already happened. Well, actually, you can, but that's a whole other show. But basically, you know, just find that space within yourself, that space of safety.
Okay.
Have you listened to the show when I've done the Blue Spark meditation?
No, I have okay. not. I'm a new listener.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the show. Steve, let's take people through that blue spark just real quick here, if you wouldn't mind. And, you know, this is an exercise that anybody can use any time, any place. It was given to me by the source of all that is many years ago, and I've used it to bring people out of a psychotic break, right in the middle of a psychotic break, without drugs. So what I want you to do is just take a nice, deep breath and just release. You know, as you breathe out, just let it fall gently from your body. And then another nice deep breath. And again, let it fall gently out of your body. And now a really big deep breath. And just sigh it out of your body. Then continue to breathe slow and deep. And see in the very center of your heart a spark of blue light, like a brilliant 4th of July sparkler. It's bright, it's beautiful, it's sparkling, it's warm. Take a deep breath and see it expand.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes through your heart. Another deep breath, it's going out beyond your heart. Another deep breath, it expands throughout your body, through your chest. And it's warm and brilliant and beautiful, sparkling, beautiful blue. Take another deep breath and see it expand up into your neck, into your arms, down into your legs. And it gets brighter and warmer and more beautiful with each breath. Now take another deep breath, expand it through your arms, through your legs, out the top of your head. And see it kind of coming out of your limbs and your head like a fountain. Take another deep breath and expand it out beyond your body at least a foot. Take another deep breath. Expand it beyond the room.
Yep.
Take another deep breath. Expand it beyond your house. And another deep breath. Expand it beyond the city that you're in. And another deep breath. Expand it beyond the country. And it's brighter and more beautiful and warmer. Another deep breath, beyond the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so bright and beautiful. It's the most beautiful blue you've ever seen. Now another deep breath.
The colors are really magnificent.
Oh, yeah. They're really expanding.
Yeah.
Expand it out even further into the universe. And expand it out beyond where you can see, to the very end of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And now float in the center of that. And as you're floating in that beautiful, brilliant, blue, warm, sparkling light, you say to yourself, this is the love of God, and I am safe.
You feel the light going through your heart and through your body now?
Yes.
Good.
Excellent. And you can go back to that spot anytime in an instant. The more you practice it, the quicker you can get into it. And it'll take you a fraction of a second to get to that space. Okay?
Okay.
Do that before you do your other work.
Okay.
Because, you know, what you're talking about is something that may take you a while. It might take you a year or more to get to the point of forgiveness. And it's not just your father. It's a forgiveness for yourself, too.
Forgiveness is so important because it's part of growth. It's so important to forgive the other person, to forgive yourself. It's just, it's Christ-like.
It is. And you know, when you get into that forgiveness, you will feel like you have found your long-lost love, which really you have. And that love is you. And so the more that you do that, the easier it'll get. And do get that book, A Course in Miracles.
Okay.
And start reading about forgiveness. Read everything that you can find on forgiveness. Because forgiveness and release are the two things that are going to let you out of that prison. Okay?
Do you recommend doing that meditation once a week or
I would do that blue spark meditation every single day, maybe several times a day.
Okay.
It's very simple. It's very quick. The more you practice it, the easier it is.
Okay.
And it's a very valuable thing to have because in any time of crisis or any time when you start to feel uncomfortable, you can go right back to that spot in the middle of that blue, and you'll be instantly calm and safe. Okay?
Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're so welcome. Good luck, dear.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's nice having young kids on like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so difficult now. You know, so many of the souls that are on the planet are hurting so much, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, we run across them every day. We hear them every day. We feel them every day.
It's just, you know, it's a matter of compassion and love and harmony. And there's so many things that we can really get in touch with if we just open up our hearts and let everything just flow through.
Exactly. And that's the hardest thing.
Yeah, it's the hardest thing but the easiest thing all at the same time.
Yeah. Well, you know what I find is at the core of everyone's problem that has had any kind of a problem like that, the very core of it is that they can't forgive themselves because they still feel like they did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that deeply.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been there, done that. And even with what I know and the spiritual practice that I've done in my life, I still get in those states.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think anybody's immune to it. You know, we just continually keep working. And no matter how much you think you love yourself, you know, it could always be more. Who do we have on the line?
Dr. Valerie, this is Carla in Chicago.
Hey, Carla, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. What can we do for you tonight?
The reason why I'm calling is Mike and I were in a slight rear-end accident over the holidays.
Ooh.
And I was in an accident before the car or anything. There was no damage on the car. I mean, it was just a small hit. Mm-hmm. But what I'm noticing afterwards is any of the my progression from last fall, you know, seeing you in Chicago, and any of the stuff that Steve and you have done before, I feel like I've been pushed back. I'm really having some challenges with my left hip and lower back, and I'm in pain all the time. And it's getting where I have to take something in the morning, you know, like Advil or something, in the morning to give
me some relief. Well, the first thing, of course, is have you been to a chiropractor?
No, I haven't, and the reason being is it's a financial thing, and because my insurance won't cover any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of the time, insurance will cover it if you go to your regular doctor and you tell them you feel like you really need a chiropractic adjustment or two, and see if they will order it for you.
Okay.
Depending on your insurance. You know, there's a couple insurances that pretty much don't pay anything. They're just for major things. The other thing that you might try is go to a chiropractic school.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's, you know, at least one in the Chicago area. And yeah. Go there, tell them, you know, that you need to do payments on a sliding scale. And you would have to let students adjust you, and they kind of lack finesse, but they would at least get the job done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because number one thing that happens, if you feel like you're backsliding after that accident, it just means you're going into post-traumatic stress. And so what happens with that is there are several other things that come on down the line, so you can't ignore it. You can't afford not to go, okay?
Okay.
So my first advice to you is go do that.
Okay.
Now, Steve and I can work on you, you know, to help heal, you know, energetically. But if your bones are out of alignment, then until you get them back in alignment, number one, you're not going to get the energy that you need to the rest of your organs.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, your sleep's going to get disturbed and all kinds of things happen. It's kind of like dominoes start falling over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The yellow, there's a, not a yellow light, but an orange light surrounding her right in the center between the two kidneys in her lower back. It's a, it's an orange light. It's, it looks like a circle of light, and that's surrounding her right now as we speak. So my question to you is, can you feel the energy in your body right now? Can you feel things flowing in there?
I feel my body, I feel warmer. I don't know if it's, because
yeah, there's an orange light, honey, right in your lower back where your kidneys are. Now, that light is traveling up, and there's almost like a circle of light around the top of your head. So I suspect they're working on you. As a matter of fact, the left, is it the left side? Right side, just above the kidney. You should be able to feel that energy back there pretty good. Can you feel it?
Yes, I can.
Good, good. Just bathe in that for a few minutes and see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, have you had female problems since that?
Excuse me?
Like, you know, irregular period or anything?
I haven't had my period for almost 9 years.
Mm, okay.
Wow.
Well, it feels like
her whole female area is coming forward. There's a lot of stuff coming out on the left-hand side. Can you see that, Valerie?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah, there's some stuff coming out.
Yeah, because it was like it was bouncing, you know, left, right to left. First it was right, then it was left. What I'm feeling is that your bones are really out of alignment, like almost every other one is sticking out in the other direction trying to stabilize your spine.
Okay.
And you know, I tend to feel things more than I see them.
Okay.
And so so I feel it in my body, what's going on with your body. And what I'm feeling is the combination of the two accidents had kind of an offsetting thing to, like, one part of your spine that was drastic enough that the rest of the spine tried to rebalance.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you went and got a couple adjustments, you would feel a heck of a lot better and you'd be more on the road to recovery. And I'm seeing right now that the Andromedans are standing there and they're kind of like poking at one and then at the other one.
Okay.
Can you feel that?
I feel something going on in my lower back.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's like if you envision the spine and you see like one vertebra is off to the left and then the next one ups off to the right and then the next one ups off to the right even further. Then the next one ups off to the left a little bit, then the next one ups off to the left even further. So it's like this every other one is pretty far out. You know, it's kind of like, how do I describe that? It's like somebody did like a whip snap with you or something, you know, but you were not in the right position to let the energy travel all the way. So instead, it just kind of blew a couple vertebrae out of alignment.
Okay.
And so then your body tried to compensate by pushing other ones out of alignment to make up for the ones that got knocked out.
Okay.
So what I'm seeing is there's a couple Andromedans standing there just kind of, mm-hmm. like one will poke from left to right and the other one pokes from right to left. You know?
Okay.
And it's kind of weird. I mean, I've got this visual that's just really funny. You know, it's like they poke and then they stand there and kind of tilt the head to the side and look at it like, hmm.
Can you feel hands on your shoulders right now, honey? Can you feel a pair of hands?
I feel some type of tingling in my left arm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think so.
Yeah, what's happening right now, there's energy going through your spine. You should be able to feel that, I would say, right in the middle of your back, all the way down. You should be able to feel a tingling sensation all the way down in that area, right in the spine. Can you feel that?
No, I can't.
It might
okay.
be a feeling like you have to poop. You know, you might translate it as that kind of a feeling.
No.
Do you feel there's a lot coming out of your back right now, honey? So let's just focus on it just for a minute, because it's pouring out. There's an Andromedan standing behind you, and he's just taking out a lot of stuff. And I can just see the darkness of it all. So just allow that to come out. Do you have a Were you dealing with a lot of emotional problems about a year ago?
I've had a lot of stuff go on the past
okay.
few years.
Okay, because that's coming out.
Good.
I can see that energy coming out. My question to you is turn left to right and see if your back feels better right now.
Feels like it wants to pop.
Do me a favor, honey. Sit on the floor and spread your legs and touch your toes.
Oh, gosh, I don't know if I can do that.
I think you can now.
Okay. I've gained so much weight because of all this, too. Okay, sit on the floor and...
Yeah, spread your legs and just touch your toes. See if you can touch your toes.
Oh, my God, I can.
Does your back feel looser?
I don't feel so tight.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, if I didn't have the weight, boy, I could really move.
Because I'm getting you could you can touch your toes, honey. That's what I'm feeling, and that's what your body's telling me. So try that. That's what it's telling me, and I think what you need is really to stretch.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting that stretching would be really good, too. Make sure you stretch at least twice a day.
Okay.
You know, just gentle stretches. It's usually better if you stretch after you've been in a nice warm shower.
Okay.
Because then your muscles will be a little loosened up, you know, and it won't be such a strain.
Well, what happened was is that they were working on her lower back, and there was a lot of junk that came out.
Yeah.
And that's what I picked up for her to do. And how far are you away from your toes when you bend?
Sitting on the floor?
Yes.
I can only do it... You know, from one side, I can't do a cross thing, but if I'm...
Well, no, I don't want you to do a cross thing. Can you take both your hands and just touch your toes?
Yes, and it hits the middle. I pass my big toe from the middle of my knuckle.
Okay, so what you're doing is that you're sitting on the floor, And you can actually touch your toes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. They took something out of there, honey. You can stand up again.
Well, this feels good.
Yeah.
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 I would
good.
Hope so.
Yeah. How does that feel now?
Oh my gosh, it's the first time I've been able to get up decent
yeah.
in a long time.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, well, the Andromeda's been helping you, and we've been helping you, and you've been helping yourself more. So I think that feels good. I think I would stretch, honey. I think if you can, do you have the wherewithal to get into a swimming pool?
Not at this time. I'd have to join a health club.
Okay. What I would suggest doing is sitting in a bathtub, filling it up, and just bending over and touching your toes.
Okay.
Put apple cider vinegar in there. That'll make your skin very supple and will help you release, and you should be a lot better.
Okay.
How does your back feel now?
I think it feels pretty good.
Good.
Let's see.
Feels a lot looser?
My hip. I still have a bit sharp pain with my hip.
Your hip's not hurting anymore, is it?
I still got that when I go to lift my leg up.
Well.
I still have that part.
Right.
Yeah,
but
you're still on balance. You need to go get an adjustment.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
going
to have an adjustment, but at least you're on your way, honey.
Okay.
That's really important.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, thank you for calling in, Carla.
Dr. Valerie, thanks so much, and Steve, thanks so much.
You're quite welcome.
You're welcome.
Again. Thank you.
You know, it's interesting. When people try something, it's amazing that, you know, they really need to release and let go and just, you know, touch your toes and see what happens.
I know. Movement.
She's got so much coming out of her right now, so.
Yeah, I know, and it was funny. I was watching those Andromedans work with her, and it was it was kind of comical. I was like, whoa,
yeah.
I didn't expect to see that. That was interesting.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, one of the things that we should leave the people with, we've only got a few minutes left, but I think the energy that's coming in right now, you know, we noticed it, and I know that there are a lot of other people out there that are noticing these things, so really pay attention, people. And start taking this energy into yourself and really balancing yourself with it. I think that's the key. You know,
I think the other thing is just allow them to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's so important right now to really be 100% you.
Yeah.
You know, as much as you can be. If you don't know how to do that, then, you know, all you have to do is open up. To God, to the Source, whatever you want to call it, Prime Creator, Divine Oneness, just open up to that and just, you know, just desire more of that. Like one of my favorite prayers is I will normally say, you know, please help me to increase my capacity for bliss and increase my capacity for joy and for love and for gratitude. Because, you know, if you increase your capacity for gratitude, you automatically get all the other stuff.
Mm.
And I find that that I enjoy life much more when I do that. Because then even the weird stuff, the bad stuff that happens, you kind of go, oh, that's interesting. And you just go on. And in the meantime, if you're getting colors, you know, these incredible energies that are coming in, just, you know, really notice them and take them in. And, I mean, every time I get that white flash now, I'm like, whoa, that's really interesting. You know, my eyes are closed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see flashes all the time when my eyes are open.
Mm-hmm.
But to see them when I'm closed, when I'm in a meditative state, it's so startling because it's so brilliant and it's so sudden against the, you know, the darkness of just looking into the void.
Yeah.
So something is coming.
Big time.
Yeah, and I know it's not just me that's seeing this because I'm talking to a lot of people around the country about this stuff.
Yes.
So get prepared, people. And the best way to prepare is to know how to go within and connect with the higher consciousness yourself. And that blue spark's a good start. And you know, those of you that have been in the Vortex experience, you know you have an Andromedan healing team. Talk to them. You know, tell them what you need. and ask them for assistance. You know, I keep saying this, but people forget it. You know, the angels can't help us unless we ask.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very vitally important for people to remember to ask for assistance. Shoot, I ask for assistance every day.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I don't want to get left behind, you know.
I don't think that'll ever happen, Valerie.
I don't know, you know. It's like in that movie, Left Behind. You know, it's like, oh, no, don't leave me here with the riffraff. I want to be one of the brilliant ones that goes, poof. But, you know, I mean, that's kind of what we're all looking for anyway, isn't it? You know, I mean, we've had enough of the difficulties here and the hard times, and it's time just to live in that place of peace and joy and love that we've been promised.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it starts with us. So that's my big soapbox for the week, you know, it starts with us people. So, Steve, thank you so much for being
thank
on the show.
Thank you so much, Valerie.
Oh, it's always so much fun. And I know the listeners out there love it when you come on and we get
thank
to do
you.
The healing stuff. And I think that brilliant yellow that you saw is a really good clue for people that need some physical healing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now if they go and practice that, just seeing that brilliant light around them, that's going to help them quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's excellent. Okay, well, it's been fun, it's been quick, and I guess that means we're having a lot of fun, huh? So thank you, Steve. And
bye, honey. Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll do it again soon.
Yeah.
And listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.